Police in London have closed a major road in the capital after what's being described as the discovery of another suspected vehicle. The closure of Park Lane, causing traffic chaos in the city, comes after bomb disposal experts detonated a significant car bomb outside a West End nightclub in the early hours of this morning. Police say the device contained 60 liters of fuel, propane gas canisters, and nails, and could have caused significant damage. Paul Burge reports from London.
Police say that if the device had exploded, it would have caused loss of life on a huge scale. Possibly designed to target hundreds of people as they left the West End's nightclubs and bars in the early hours. Deputy Assistant Commissioner Peter Clark, head of Scotland Yard's Counter-Terrorism Command, said there could have been significant injury or loss of life.
In the car, they found significant quantities of petrol, together with a number of gas cylinders. And I cannot at this stage tell you exactly how much petrol, because we have not yet had a chance to measure it precisely. But what I can tell you is that it was in several large containers. There were also a large number of nails in the vehicle.
Officers were alerted to the car in Haymarket near to Piccadilly Circus at around 2 a.m. after it crashed and the driver fled from the scene. Senior government officials in Whitehall now say international elements are believed to be involved in the attempted bombing. I'm Paul Burge in London for Vatican Radio.
The car bomb plot will be the first major test of the days-old government of Prime Minister Gordon Brown. He named David Miliband yesterday in a government as foreign minister yesterday in a government shakeup designed to make a clean break from the Tony Blair years. Brown also named Alistair Darling as finance minister in a reshuffle that brought in many new faces. The head of international relations at the American University of Rome is Professor James Walston. He told us more about the changes the Prime Minister Brown will probably bring.
There will be some real change with Gordon Brown's government. At least that's what the first couple of days have seemed to indicate. First of all, he's changed his whole cabinet, almost his whole cabinet, and possibly more importantly, he's decided that he's going to approach other parties. He's approached Shirley Williams. He is fishing in the Conservative Party, which means that he is preparing for the elections in a couple of years' time and already trying to take the wind out of the sails of the opposition. On the economic policy, I think very little will change. After all, the last 10 years were run by Gordon Brown, so he's not going to change anything dramatically there. But he will change fairly subtly, but definitely change the foreign policy, because his position is, it's not anti-American, but it's far less close to the United States. And there are two good reasons. One is that he is personally and ideologically less close to the United States, and two is that it's something which doesn't pay electorally.